All right. So, today, my it's going to be more of like a charge. Link, sit down, please. My title for the message is "Don't Let Your Fire Fade." For those of us that went to camp, which is everybody in this room, but James, I'm sorry, buddy. You're going to be there next year, though. All right, and it's all right. You can still take this time to make decisions and do something too. You know, so I'm going to allow you guys to kind of share your experience with those that weren't there, so we can all fill James in on how much fun we had, not to be Debbie Downers, but to encourage him and give him something to look forward to for next year. So I'm going to go around the room, and the purpose is not to share something silly, just to share something that God showed you this week, or like a decision that you made, or something that Seth taught that like stood out, something that we're going to carry with us through the rest of this year that we can use to help our fire just keep burning. So go ahead, Adam, what do you got? When was your birthday?
July
2nd.
We didn't announce birthday.
I think you like might be our only July birthday, dude. I don't know anybody else. Are you July birthday? When's yours?
30th.
You're not on the calendar. You guys need to write your names on the calendar.
My calendar's from like 6.
Hey, it's all right.
Okay, so just.
All right, well, we're singing you both, all three had birthday. We got Ethan. Something from camp.
Something that just like stands out to me in Seth's lessons.
Yeah, he used some good ones, didn't he? A lot of them was like, you're going to die. Don't let yourself die. He used good examples, like ones that we could relate to, you know? Making brownies. Everybody in here has probably made brownies at some point. I know Adeline makes them like 3 times a day.
The one with his kid cutting wood.
His kid cutting wood, yeah, hitting it with a stick, hoping it would just break. Yeah, that's a good example.
Peach tree.
What?
Peach tree.
Peach tree.
Yeah, the mowing.
No, the fruit in the tree. Yeah, trying to eat the peaches. Yeah, what else though? What else you got? Anything else? Oh, Cameron, I know you got something. I can see the gears turning. They're starting to smoke because they don't turn very often. But what you got?
You
can't think of nothing. Nothing this camp that. Nothing this week that God was showing you.
Oh no, I was talking about one of these.
No, you don't have to use an example. Something that just God laid on your heart, anything.
Four cents free?
Yeah. All right, what about God? What about your relationship with him? Anything pertaining to any of that?
Like how much like random, like little actions can drag people away from God?
Yeah, little things. It's little things can drag us away from God. Go ahead, what do you got, Adam?
Some people go to camp and then they come back and they're like in the world.
Yeah, we're going to get into that today, but the devil uses distractions. He doesn't want you guys to be excited for you know, what we had there. He doesn't want you to continue to build upon that. What do you got, Lincoln?
Something that God, like, kind of laid on my heart was to do discipleship and, like, read every day.
Do discipleship? Nice. Don't let that go out. Go ahead, Tristan.
God needs to be a daily refreshment.
A daily refreshment. We had time every morning allotted to reading our Bible. How many of you took advantage of it? Get in your word every day. Did you get into the Bible? I'm not talking about, like, we were 2 days away from camp, but at camp, when we had a personal alone time, did you guys actually use it? Did you guys actually have quiet time in the mornings? Yeah? All right, we got Lincoln. Last segment, we're going to have to get after it.
The food was really good.
Food was good.
James missed out on the food.
Food was good, James.
Except
sorry.
Except for the oatmeal.
The oatmeal was, you know, it wasn't bad. Enough strawberries and sugar, you made it pretty good. All right. Turn with me to 2 Timothy 1:6 real fast. Give me a thumbs up when you're there. Yeah. We don't have a memory verse for this month. We're going to have to throw something on the board.
Psalms 52.
Yeah, huh? Psalms 52.
Here, I got one. Psalms 119:105.
Psalms 119:105. John 11:36.
All right. Mason, if you're there, read it.
1 Thessalonians 5:46.
Yes. Put thou in remembrance of me that thou stir up the gift of God. That word stir stood out to me. Just from everything. Go ahead, Cameron, what we got?
That word's limping to my feet and light.
Yes. Good job. Good job. All right. The word stir stands out to me because when I was thinking about our message, I was thinking about what I could do, like, to charge you guys, to keep you guys, because it's easy to come back and just, you know, get back into our normal routine. But the word stir made me think of the fire, you know. And when you don't, like at camp, when we sat there for a little while, the fire started to die down. 2 Timothy 1, verse 6. And if when the fire starts to die down, you got to stir it. You got to add more wood to the fire. It doesn't just sustain itself. We have to keep adding wood. We have to keep stirring it. We got a lot of good stuff from Seth this week, you know, really good stuff. But like I said last week, we can't just leave it all at camp. Like the charge before we left the camp was to be attentive to what God was showing you, to do something with it. Don't just leave it there. Like, we have to keep our fire going when we get back here. You don't want to let it fade out. The hardest part of camp, like, when you come home, isn't the day after. It's not the next couple of days after. But it's going to be the next weeks and months. We did camp different this year. So we're going to go to school for most of us. We're going to start school in August, you know. You guys are probably still doing it, aren't you? Yeah. Just run it. But you get to enjoy the free time, you know. Like, you get to take breaks just whenever. But school is going to come back. A lot of you, how many of you have a phone? A good chunk, all right? How many of you have video games? Yeah, right? TVs at their house, all right? Bikes, scooters, toys. You got back, and all that stuff was given back to you, right? You got to go home and turn on the TV. That's probably refreshing to you. Lay in your bed. Maybe turn your Xbox or your PlayStation on. You got to come back and all those things were given back to you. And it probably, for a moment, you probably were able to just kind of like dive into that and just forget about the whole week that we just spent there, you know? Maybe right away, things that Seth said didn't just jump back into your memory. So the hardest part for us is going to be the distractions that the devil wants us to have. And that we're placed back in our life. Like, if you had some sin and you confessed it at church or at camp and you said, I'm going to leave this here, you know, and maybe you do, but the devil might find something else to distract you with. It might not be some massive sin. It might be just making you busy. None of you probably have summer weights. No one's in eighth grade, right? Ethan, you guys got weights, right? You have weights? Yeah, you're getting back and sports are starting to pick back up. You have summer weights. School is going to get closer and you're just going to get more and more busy. And the devil can use that as a distraction. He can throw those kind of things into your life to be an obstacle. And we don't want to let everything that we got at camp be for naught. So my question for everybody that went to camp and for you, James, is where are you headed? Seth asked us this, but where are we headed? Like, what's next for you? Camp was great. Camp was fun. All right. Are we just going to ride that high into Monday morning and then look forward to next year? Or are we going to take the chance, the opportunity, to do something with it? I have another question. Another one that we had on our books is, where are your affections? Are your affections on God or are they on something else? We talked about our phones. We talked about video games. We talked about sports. What is keeping you from being all in for Jesus? All right. And I'm not trying I'm just trying to keep us thinking about that, the things that we got and just not let them fade away. Turn to Leviticus. Seth, who remembers Seth talking about the law, right? And clean versus unclean meat. You guys remember that, right? We were in Leviticus when he was talking about it. Dead bodies, all the stuff that they had to do, you know, with their offerings and the meat, the clean meat. All right. Leviticus chapter 6. Put your thumb in the air when you get there. We're going to be reading verses 12 and 13. All right, who wants to read it for me?
Moses said to Aaron,
Me.
Did you read the last one? Yeah. Because you read the first one. Link's going to go ahead and read it. Then you can get the next one, James. All right? We'll have another one.
Hold on. I closed it.
Well, James is already there. James, read it. It's all you.
Wait, I'm there.
12 and 13. You see, God gave us the fire, all right? When you got saved, you have the fire, all right? And you have, you're filled with the Spirit, and we're in this week, we're kings and priests, all right? And this is what the priests are responsible for. They're, like this passage said, their job is to keep the fire going. And how do they do so? They have to keep adding stuff to it. They have to keep it going, keep building it, keep stirring it, keep it growing and going so that it's there for the next person. It's there for the next offering. Obviously, like, your fire can never go out, but it can die down. Your light can shine, like the theme of our camp, you know. Your light can shine, or your fire can shine a lot less. You know, it can be not very hot. So my next questions to you guys is, how do you plan, like, what plans did you put in place to keep your fire burning? You know, we talked about quiet time. At camp. Well, we're not on the fire. We talk about quiet time at camp.
Quiet time?
Yeah, right? Oh, I say the recording still works. Yeah, it's bad rapid. All right, cool. That's on recording. So we talked about, I don't even remember. I lost my train of thought. The lights went out. Got me flustered. Yeah, what is your plans? What are you guys planning to do to keep your fire burning? Like our quiet time. Do any of you do it? How many of you actually read your Bible, like, daily before we left for church? Before we left for camp. Honestly. Like, every single day. Yeah. Once a week. One time a week. Besides at church, how many of you actually opened your Bible before we went to camp? Okay? Once a month. One time a month. How many? Besides church. Besides what we're doing right now. About once a month? Okay. So if you weren't opening your Bible before we went to camp, all right, and you did get into it while we were at camp, what do you think, why would you think things would change when you got home? Without, like, at least putting something in place. It's not, like, nothing's going to change. You're just going to go back to your phone. If you don't start, we had the opportunity a whole week to instill that habit, but if we don't continue that habit going when we get back, then it's just, we're not going to get into our work. We're not going to read the Bible. The devil desires for a camp to just be a memory, something you look forward to every year. Like, once you get into youth, like, I'm sure before you got here, Mason, were you looking forward to camp this year?
Yeah.
Were you excited about it?
Yes.
Most of you coming into the youth probably looked forward to camp. We're excited about a whole week away with all of your friends doing all kinds of fun stuff. No parents, like, I just get to have a good time, a jolly time, staying up late, playing games, like, whew, it's probably really exhilarating. But when we get there, we get all this preaching, you know, we have that fire and that excitement, and then we get back, and the devil's just going to throw distractions at us, you know, throw things in our way. Turn to John 3, verse 30. John 30, verse 3, yes.
John
30, verse 3.
It only goes to 21.
No, John 3, verse 30. I'm backwards, my bad. I actually told Lincoln he could read the next one. I do have one more, though. That were. Yeah, but James read the last one because Lincoln wasn't there.
No, I was there. For the people on the recording, I was there, but my page flipped.
For the people on the recording, I can hear them all saying, no one cares, Lincoln. Go ahead. John 3, verse 30. What?
John 3, verse 30.
Yes, there's no John 30. I was backwards. I apologize.
I know, but third John?
John chapter 3, verse 30. Go ahead, Link. Link, go ahead.
He must increase, but I must decrease.
Boom. That's the verse. He must increase, He must increase, but I must decrease. So what in our lives needs to go in order for us to be able to increase? Like, what do we need to decrease? We talked about sports and video games, our phones, all of that. Like, what do we got to get rid of? If you don't have personal relationship or personal time in your Bible before camp, all right, and you, then you're probably not going to have it after camp. What?
Why did they end so early?
They didn't. Only one person left.
That was like five people.
Okay, I don't know. It doesn't matter. We're in here still. Okay, so what do we need to get rid of in our lives? What needs to go in order that for our fire to keep burning bright so that we can increase? What do we need to decrease? Sometimes we have to sacrifice things that our flesh desires. Like, playing video games is fun, all right? We love playing sports. We want to get better. We want to grow in that area. But if those things are taking away from our personal relationship with God, then maybe we need to get rid of some of them. Seth asked the question, how are the things you're pursuing? And then he followed up with the question of, how are the things God wants you to pursue? You know? How do you know, like some of you might be thinking, like, how do I know what God wants me to do? You know? Like, I just got to the youth. I don't even know what's next. All of this is new to me. I get to be without my parents, going into main service. Like, I don't know what God wants for me in my life right now. Well, that's when we're going to turn to Psalms 119, 105. And you can say it from memory, Cameron, because I know you know it. All right, go ahead, Caden. Yeah, what you got?
I think he definitely read off my life.
He definitely read off. What if he did it from memory? We talked about that verse at camp. How are you going to sell your brother short like that? He's like, that was all locked in up here. If you're not in the Word, then how would you know what God is calling you to do? How can your path be directed if it's not even lit? No. You know, if you're not in the Bible daily, or in the Bible monthly, or in the Bible weekly, or several monthly, then how do you know? You see, at camp, you know, like I said, we had the time dedicated to being alone in the Word. If we're not doing that at home, then we can't know what God is asking us to pursue. John 15, verses 4 and 5 are verses that... John 15, verses 4 and 5. And I'm going to, for the sake of time, I'm going to read these because I still have quite a bit more that I want to get to. These are familiar passages, most of these that I'm using. It says, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. We cannot ride the camp high forever. Like, the fun that we had at camp, all the things that we learned, all the teaching that we got, it only can sustain us for so long. You can't eat something today and expect to still be full when you come to church next week. Like, you're going to get hungry, right? You're going to be starving probably. So you have to make time to eat. You have to feed yourself. Well, it's the same for the Holy Spirit. Like, it gets hungry too. And if you're not abiding in the Word, if you're not having a relationship with your Bible, nothing. You're not going to get anything out of it. You're going to be starving, and the devil loves that. What do you got, Ethan? Oh, I thought you hand up. He loves getting us alone, make us feel like we have no one else. He loves making us feel like we have nothing. He wants to isolate us as much as possible. Don't allow this to happen. Don't let that, most of you are regular attendees. Most of you are here every week. But keep coming. Keep coming on Wednesday. Sometimes it's not going to be the funnest. Sometimes you might get bored. You might get annoyed with Adeline. You might get sick of Ethan, you know. But don't let that stop you from coming every week or coming to youth on Wednesdays. Turn to Hebrews 10, verses 24 and 25. When you get there, James, read it. Yep, you said you wanted to read the last one, right? No? Oh, you already read one. Adeline already read one. Who else wants to read?
Hebrews what?
Hebrews 10, verses 24 and 25. Cameron, read it. Sorry. Mace.
Hebrews what?
10.
First. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. I'm not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching.
Yeah. So you got a hot fire and it's burning. All right. You got all kinds of logs on it. It's roaring. All right. What happens when you take one of those logs and you pull it off the fire? What?
It's still carrying.
All right. Maybe a log's not the best example. One of the coals. Like you pull a coal out of the fire. What happens to it?
Your hand would burn.
Do what?
Your hand would burn.
Your hand would burn, but you do it with a stick. All right. And you pull it away from the fire. What happens to that coal?
It starts to fade.
It starts to get cold. It starts to cool down. It starts red, burning hot, red coal, you know. And you pull it away from the fire, and it starts to turn gray. It's not as hot anymore. Eventually, you can pick it up. But when you put it back in the fire, what happens?
It gets hot.
It gets hot again, just like a burning log. The relationship that you have, like, don't let... The same can be said for us. When you stop coming to church, when you stop getting into youth, you stop doing all the things, like you're like that coal, you know, you're separated from all the other coals in the fire. You're starting to cool off. You're turning off grit. You don't want to be grit. So hang around. Be with your brothers and sisters. Be around people that are going the same places that you're trying to go. If not, then you're just going to be a cold coal. The relationship that you have with someone who is about the same things that you're about, it's like a special kind of relationship. Your brothers and sisters in Christ, the people that you have at church, it's something special, you know? They're likely about the same things that you're about. We have to stick together and be about what God's calling us to do. What's the verse that we've gone to it several times? James 1:22. No one should even have to turn there. We've been talking about it. I used it even the week before we went to camp. You both knew it by word. But be
ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving yourselves.
Boom. You remember it. We've gone to it enough. One of these days, it's ingrained. I know you two know it now. I know, or did we choke, what is it, choke and vomit? They said Tyler Scholes used to use this, but you choked down the verse and then you vomited it out. At camp, you guys spent all that time just choking down the memory verses and vomiting them out so you get the points, but you didn't take time to digest them so you can remember them so they can use them later. Don't choke and vomit these verses, memorize them. Be doers, man, be about what you heard at camp. Commit to what God laid on your heart and don't allow your fire to fade. A lot of people make and or had made decisions. We all sat around the campfire, we heard people like make professions or say things, you know. A lot of people do that at camp. Every year, somebody makes a profession to get into discipleship or get baptized or they get saved, you know. But then they don't keep what they say. You know, they don't keep it. Some people do, but not everybody does. A year from now, are you going to remember what God laid on your heart at camp? Or are you just going to come into camp looking forward to the fun that you had last year, like we're getting back to that, you know? We can't just going to be a memory from last year. Like, oh, I remember when we did this. I remember this. I remember my sunburn. God didn't bring you to camp for an experience. We talked about this last week. He brought you there for it to change your life, for you to do something to change you, where you are, your relationship with God. Are you going to allow it to do so? We have to cling to God's word even when he feels distant, like Seth said. 2 Timothy 1:6 was the verse that we started with. Wherefore I put in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hand. Paul is telling Timothy to stir. He's telling him to stir, all right? You can't stir something if it's not already there, right? Like, if you're stirring a bowl, you're just stirring an empty bowl. You can't stir something that's not already there. He isn't telling Timothy to pray for another fire. He's not like, oh, you know, hey, your fire's gone out. Pray for another one. He's telling him to remember the things that God did for him. Sir was already there. Sir, what we've already used. Seth told us to take time to reflect when we first got there. Like, once you read a passage, it's good to, like, take a moment and just reflect on it, to think about it. Take time, take these next couple days, and reflect on camp. Reflect on the things that you heard. Like, take time to process it. Don't just come home and jump back into everything. Take time to just think. Remember the songs that we sung, like we sang this morning. Remember what it felt like to actually be there, as he talked about with going up to the mount and be there to Moses. To be present in that alone time you had every morning. You guys have an opportunity. You're in the youth. You guys can be leaders in the youth, like he said. You guys can Remember all the things that happened at the bonfire, all the people that were sharing. You remember when somebody would share something and then it kind of, I don't know how you guys felt sitting there. Even me as an adult, like when Steve got up and shared, you know, a little bit. Like, did any of you get kind of like nervous? Was God, like, did you feel like, or were you just set on like, I'm not sharing anything? Did any of you have like your heart racing a little bit thinking maybe God wants me to share this or maybe God wants me to share that? Yeah?
Yeah, I was gonna share something and I knew I wanted to, but I was like trying to think of what to say. And I was like, one more.
Yeah, you keep waiting for the next one.
Yeah.
And Seth said, we're not always promised the next one, you know? Yeah, but I know that happens to several people, but you'd hear somebody share something around the fire, and that had an impact on the other people, to share something that God was laying on their heart. There is power in their obedience. And you shouldn't forget the impact that you can have on others. Jesus is our foundation. Like, we all know that. It was hammered in, you know? Once you have that, he's asking us to do, if you don't know where to start, is just to start, right? So I said, just start, and then God will use that. He'll do the rest of the work. You just have to be willing to start. And then God will, if you're reading and you're praying and you're doing the things, God will allow the rest to fall into place. Okay, if we plan to do anything worthwhile for God's kingdom, if we plan to be a part of the church body, if we plan to do anything with what God has given us, then it requires our holiness, that we got to be near to Him. Don't let our sins separate us from Him. Remember that you guys are not alone. We have a church family. You guys have friends. You have people here. Don't let the devil make you feel isolated. That's what he wants to do. Hold each other accountable. You know, you guys can ask each other, hey, what did you read this week? Share what you read. That is so encouraging to somebody else, especially if you guys are in your Bible once a week and you're reading, and you go to share with somebody else and they're like, oh yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. You know, it's kind of discouraging. It's not discouraging that you're sharing, but just discouraging, like, man, you want somebody to have that same joy. When I read something and I share it to my wife, I want her, like, especially if it's something that God shows me that I don't really know, I'm like, man, I want her to have the same excitement that I have. So I want to show her, and I want her to see what I saw. Same with my kids or with you guys. That's why we do what we do. We want you to have that same excitement. So don't be afraid to read and then come and share. Tell other people what you're getting. We have the youth events. Like, try to go to as many of them as you can. I know some of the Sunday fun days are for high schoolers, but we do have middle school events. There are things that we're going to be doing that pertain just to the middle schoolers. Take that time to encourage others. Invite friends. Like, bring other people and show them how fun following Jesus, you know, being a Christian can be. Tonight, come to the event. Oh, Katie? Are we that far? Oh, you, yeah. Tonight, we have the youth event. Take the opportunity to come. If you're not planning to already, then do. It looks like Caden's getting baptized, so let's pray, and then we'll get into service, okay? How many of you think you're going to come to the event tonight?
Me.
All right, show of hands. Youth event, tonight, my house.
It's not
oh, dang.
We talked to them, but we just got back from camp.
I gotcha. It's all good. All right. All righty. Let's pray and then we're going to get out of here, okay?